You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
As we gear up to celebrate International Nurses Day on Sunday, we want to use our health and wealth segment today to reflect on one of the more unsung aspects of the nursing profession. Today, Cape Talk is in conversation with Jade Peterson, who is a specialized mental health care nurse from MediClinic, expertise you can trust. Jade, it's wonderful to have you with us this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our great pleasure. Tell us a bit about your journey as a nurse. What was it that drew you to the profession in the first place? Where did you train? How long have you been working in the field?
So basically, it's just been something that I've always wanted to do as a child.
Yeah.
Growing up with two younger brothers, that's always been quite rough, you know. They would play and then I would always have to put the plaster on each and every time. And that is what I thought nursing was all about as a child. And as I grew older, I saw this one woman, you know, with the epaulets on, and I asked her about it. And she kind of just gave me some sort of an idea what nursing is all about. And what I did was I took a gap year after I matriculated. I worked, and the next year I just decided, you know what, just enroll yourself. And that is exactly what I did in 2011. I enrolled at Western Cape College of Nursing, and then I started in 2012. So basically we do theory and practical, where basically our practicals were done at hospitals. So I started at Victoria Hospital in my first 2 years. Then in my third year, I went to Grooteskia Hospital and Mowbray, where I did my obstetrics. I then went in my fourth year to specialize in public, in community nursing at Rocklands Clinic. And I then did my psychiatry at Lentegia Hospital. I graduated in 2016, and I started my community nursing practitioner at Mitchell's Plain District Hospital, where I basically worked in different wards. So I got that type of exposure. And what I did was I actually used all this exposure and then I just integrated it into my psychiatry when I actually started at the then Crescent Clinic.
Yeah.
And then we are now known as MediClinic Crescent.
Okay, so Crescent Clinic, as many of our listeners will remember, it is now MediClinic Crescent. And Jade, tell us a bit more about what it was about psychiatric and mental health care nursing that you felt so drawn to. Because clearly, of all the different things you've been exposed to, this is the one you've chosen to focus on. Tell us a bit more about why that is. What are the particular challenges of this sector or the things that you find most rewarding about it?
So basically what drew me to mental nursing was actually the lack of understanding about the mental health conditions. And what my role is at the moment is to normalize mental illness and breaking the stigma of the mental illness.
Let's talk a bit more about stigma, Jade, because that's a huge, huge issue. It stops people from seeking help when they need it. It stops people from getting a diagnosis early because they're too scared to speak up about the symptoms that they're experiencing. Why do you think we still have, after all this time and all of the conversations we've had about the fact that so many people are struggling with mental health issues, why is it still so difficult for people to talk about it?
So I think, you know, there are three types of stigmas. So there's the systemic, which is the lack of resources within the communities. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the public, where the actual community members do not know or they don't have any knowledge of the mental health conditions and what the signs and symptoms are. And then there is the third one, which is the self. I call it the self-stigma. And that is basically where we devaluate ourselves. Mm. We internalize and we suppress our feelings due to the fear of discrimination.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's a serious problem in a country which has the levels of mental health challenges that we do. Jade, I know a lot of recent research and global surveys have all pointed to the fact that South Africa is really struggling. We've got huge numbers of people living with mental illness issues, some of them undiagnosed, some of them diagnosed but untreated. I mean, does that ring true for you, that a lot of people are sort of falling through the cracks and either not being properly diagnosed or being diagnosed but not having access to treatment?
What I agree with you 100%, and that is what I see. You see, that is where the three different parts of the stigmatization actually takes place, where I see a lot of the self-stigma, where they internalize and they suppress their feelings and the fear of getting treatment due to being judged, you know. And the public, of course, the support system, the community, because they don't know much about mental illness. You know, with a physical illness like hypertension, you can see the bone manometer is telling you that your blood pressure is high. The next person, we are so detached from our feelings that we do not know when we should listen to ourselves. And what our body is telling us.
Just for anybody who's come in late to this interview, our guest joining us on the line today is a professional nurse who has specialized in mental health care nursing. Her name is Jade Peterson, and she currently works at MediClinic Crescent Mental Health Care Services. Let's talk a little bit about that facility, Jade. What sort of mental health care services are provided at your clinic, and how does a nurse support those services?
So basically, the services we do render at MediClinic Crescent, we do have our psychiatric part, and then we have our rehabilitation part, which we call the chemical dependency unit. Mm-hmm. So those are people that that struggle with substance abuse or substance use, okay? Mm-hmm. And what we do is, within the substance abuse, we've got experienced and specialized social workers and a medical doctor and specialized nursing who actually help within the multidisciplinary team in coping and dealing with the addiction and how they have come to the point where they currently are and how to cope outside as within the communities. Mm-hmm. So that is where we are basically focusing on. And then our psychiatric, it's mainly from what I have experienced, there are many people suffering from anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress, you know, due to a lot of violence happening or gang-related issues happening within our country. So and they don't deal with it, and they don't know how to deal with it. So they will be admitted to our clinic, and we have skilled occupational therapists who will help and teach these individuals and our clients how to deal and cope outside and how to just basically go on with their daily activities outside within the communities.
Jade, I mean, I'm really glad you've spelled all of that out and made that comment about finding strategies to help people cope, because I think a lot of people feel, as you've said, they internalize this. They feel I must toughen up and find a way to cope myself. Why can't I cope when other people around me are coping? And it's a vicious cycle, trying to do it on your own. But it's so reassuring to hear that services are available that can help work out a personal plan for that particular person's circumstances. Obviously, this is in a private facility. If I was to compare to a patient who has to go to a public sector facility, what are their chances like of getting that kind of personalized attention? I mean, is it particularly in the public sector, do we have anywhere near enough professionals like yourself who've specialized in mental health care available to help the many people who need help?
So basically, with that question, I do feel that there are enough skilled staff. However, there are not enough specialized resources like Lentegia Hospital and Alexandra Hospital and the Stikland Hospital. Yeah. So from my experience being there, you know, it's so overcrowded. Where there was a then 30-bedded has now become a 50-bedded ward due to the increase of mental health conditions that are caused by various things like substance abuse, psychosis disorder, the depression, bipolar mood disorder, and just generalized anxiety disorders. And these things, you kind of just see them coming back each and every time, you know, with the same thing. And it's also just also lack of insight, lack of information.
It must be incredibly frustrating to work in that environment and know that, you know, if only we had more staff, more beds, more time with each patient, perhaps you could break that cycle and stop that sort of rebound effect in its tracks. But Jade, of course, in your Mediclinic Crescent setting, one hopes you're better resourced and able to do more for every patient. I obviously can't ask you to talk about individuals' medical stories and identify anybody, but can I ask you generally, has there been a case that has stood out for you that's made you feel incredibly proud of the work you did, that you made a difference in somebody's life without obviously telling us who they are or giving away too much? Has there been a case or cases like that you can mention?
There have been plenty of that. It's not just one specific one. There's been plenty, you know. Our role as psychiatric nurses are to build therapeutic relationships with our clients. We advocate for them. We assist our clients to regain and improve their coping skills and abilities. So basically, you know, each and every client of ours are special. Their needs are individualized, and that is exactly what we strive to do, and that is to give them and for them to leave knowing that they've been helped, that they've gotten some sort of assistance with regaining their true selves and being able to cope within the community and outside into society. So this I cannot even give you one specific story, because each and every one of them are quite important. There has been one specific one where a patient, where a client actually, you know, due to his post-traumatic stress disorder, he experienced, it's just part of his line of work, he's been in he experienced an horrific accident, you know, where he had to pick up body parts.
Oh.
And that was, it's things like that, you know, when he came in having to see his progress in being able to cope and deal and continue with daily activities outside within the communities while still receiving outpatient treatment, you know, with psychomedication, with therapy, with psychotherapy, with continuing with the tools that we had, that he had basically learned at our clinic. He went out and he could basically just continue, you know, because unfortunately these things are reality and these things happen, and you don't get over it, but you do learn how to cope with this, with these type of horrific experiences.
Well, thank heavens there are people like you to help facilitate that recovery, Jade. And another one, a message in from Corrie listening today saying, on this Nurses Day, I want to let you know that as a registered nurse and tutor, I have had 200% job satisfaction every single day of the 54 years of full-time work in various environments. There is no other job that is as satisfying. I'm retired now, but I miss the work so much despite the lousy salary. Jade, I mean, that comment about the job satisfaction of knowing you have made such a difference in patients' lives. Would you agree with that? Do you feel the same way?
100%. I can agree and I can relate to what she had said, because it is every nurse that I have come across, whether retired or resigned, you know, the one thing they speak about is the client, the patient, you know, that is what they miss, that relationship, that nurse-patient, nurse-client relationship, they miss that the most. And I feel, you know, as a nurse, it is one of the most noble jobs ever. And, you know, no money, no salary can be better than I'm truly thankful for the service that you have rendered to me. Mm. You know, God bless you. These little things that our clients say on their discharge date, those words, you know, it's way more rewarding than your salary at the end of the month, mm. because that is so rewarding to hear that you or we as nurses, and as a matter of fact, our multidisciplinary team has made such a change in their lives. And, you know, I would walk, sometimes I would be out with my family and they would call me sister, mm-hmm. sister, you know, and I would laugh because my family would be like, who's that? And then I'll just say, no, it's someone that I know, you know. So they don't forget your face anyway because of the service that we have, that we render.
Jade Peterson, we're so grateful to have people like you in our nursing system. And thank you so much for spending time with us today to share some insight into your role. We wish you and all of your colleagues a very happy Nurses Day on Sunday. And I know there are many grateful patients out there who would echo the sentiment Corrie shared with us. And thank you for your service. This feature was brought to you by MediClinic in celebration of International Nurses Day, which is happening this coming weekend. So please take a moment to thank any nurses in your family and to acknowledge the work that they do. Cape Talk, join the conversation.